Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting sixth. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Riddle. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Elmer Riddle. And now, play ball. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi takes first base on ball four. McCormick moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Whitehead reaches second base with a double. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and has Whitehead trapped. There's the throw to Werber and over to Frey, who tags Whitehead for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 1 in the game. Riddle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitehead hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Schumacher takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Rucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schumacher moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ott moves to second. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coy hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lombardi moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Lombardi moves to third. Werber moves to second. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 2 in the game. Riddle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lombardi scores. Werber moves to third. Frey moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Joost reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Frey scores. Riddle moves to third. It's 5-0, Reds. Bob Bowman now pitching. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman is walked intentionally. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich pinch hits for Bob Bowman. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Young reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Jumbo Brown. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-4 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.